now we turn to our radio drama, The Bernadette Story, written by Jill Belvilacqua and produced by Sean Patrick Lovett. Remember, Bernadette Soubirou is the 14-year-old peasant girl from Lourdes to whom Our Lady appeared 18 times in the year 1858. In the last episode, we heard how Bernadette is forced to defend her story to the town's authorities, who throw her in jail. Today, episode 5 begins as her father arrives to face accusations the apparitions are a hoax. Let's listen.
Oh, we'll be too late.
Let's hope not
to miss anything.
You think they'll put her in prison?
What are you talking about? What do you want to do?
Come on, you come too. The more of us, the better.
That poor child, Bernadette, they've got her up at the police station.
Yes, and she's only 14. They've no right.
No.
What about her father? Can't he do anything?
He's on his way here now. Well, are you folk coming or not?
All right.
Come on, come on.
We're coming.
They can't touch it.
You tell them. 14-year-old
girl. Oh, I'm the father of the little one, if you please, sir.
Oh, good. Papa Soubirou, I'm really glad to see you. I was just about to send for you.
This farce has got to stop. You are attracting people to your house.
I know everything now. The little one is tired. She told me so. She's had enough of being made to go down there.
Made to go? But we've done everything we can to stop her going.
Anyway, this is what she's just finished telling, with tears in her eyes. And here it is, all written down. Father and mother are out there. You must stop them from making me go to the grotto. I'm tired of it. I don't want to go any more. There. You can read it for yourself.
Well, I don't know how to read, sir. But if that's what you say...
But of course. Now, Papa Soubirous, I want to believe you, but it's up to you to show me you are sincere. You forbid Bernadette to go to the grotto, protect her from all those folk who run after her, and it'll be all over.
Well, it's true. We're tired of having our house invaded. We've done everything in our power to stop her from going there. Your order does me a favor. Very well, I shall shut my door on people, and the little one will not go back to the grotto.
Quite right, Papa Soubirous. She'll not go back to the grotto.
On her knees.
She did yesterday, too.
Today's the first time I've been.
I always come. And every time there are more people.
Really, I asked yesterday.
They say there were more than 300 people yesterday.
Tell me, what happened yesterday?
She's getting up again.
No, she's kissing the ground. She did it yesterday, too. She said the Virgin asked her to do it as a penance for sinners.
Look, she's going towards the grotto. She seems to be speaking.
She turned round. She's looking for something on the ground.
She's kneeling down again.
She seems to be digging in the ground.
She's covering her face with mud.
She's eating the grass.
She's a swindler. She's fooling the whole lot of us.
It's a disgrace.
She needs a good hiding.
I'm not coming again.
There she is. She's coming down. It must be over.
Come on, let's go and ask her what the lady said this time.
Yes, let's go and ask her. Bernadette, so what did the lady say then?
She told me to go and drink at the spring and wash myself. I couldn't see any water around, so I went down to the river. But she made a sign to me with her finger to go and look under the rock.
The rock?
So I went.
And did you find any?
Well, I found a little water, but it was very muddy. In fact, there was so little, I could hardly get hold of it, even with my hands cupped.
Did you drink it?
Well, Not the first lot. It was so dirty. Mm. In fact, I threw it away 3 times. Oh, yes. And then the 4th time, I managed to drink it.
Well, why did she ask you to do it?
She didn't tell me why.
And what about the grass? Why were you eating grass?
It's what the animals eat.
You know, they're saying you're crazy doing things like that.
It's for sinners.
Hey, people! Come, quick! Dance the grotto! There's a spring!
What do you mean, a spring?
There's a hole as big as a soup plate. Ooh. The water's flying. It's getting clearer. I'm going to go and call my mum.
Tell the maid.
Oh, we should drink this water. Come on, let's go and get
some bottles. Some bottles, Amy. I'll do something.
Lot of nonsense, this grotto.
Grotto, you said? What's happened?
It seems there's a spring come out of the ground and they're all running to drink the water in case it's miraculous.
A spring? Miraculous? Jacome, we're made!
What do you mean?
I must send my secretary immediately to get some of this water. I shall send it to Paris to have it analyzed. It must be thermal water. Jacome, do you realize this could make our fortune? Can you imagine it? Lourdes, a spa city. We shall have a railway, hotels, tourists like in Vichy. We'll be rich and famous.
She's coming, Monsieur Abbé.
How many people are with her?
Seems like a lot. Oh, there are some coming on ahead. Hey, you can't... You can't...
We must see...
She wants a procession.
What?
Your reverence.
What do you want? Who sent you here?
Bernadette.
The Virgin.
The Virgin.
What Virgin?
The Virgin Mary, Monsieur l'Abbé. She wants a procession.
For the day after tomorrow.
At the grotto.
It's the last day of the fortnight. Do you understand?
I understand perfectly. And now I request you to leave immediately. A procession, indeed. What are you thinking of? Have you seen the Blessed Virgin, too?
Oh, no, Monsieur l'Abbé.
Bernadette!
Who is this Bernadette?
Here she is. She's coming up the road.
Well, then, let her come. I'll take care of Bernadette. And now the rest of you, out.
But she wants a procession.
Abbé, out!
What are we doing here? We're becoming ridiculous. How can I authorize a procession? You know the magistrates want to stop people going to the grotto altogether.
But they go there to pray, Father.
I know. I've seen the fruits of grace in the parish. And yet, I don't know. And the bishop, what will he say if I ask for a thing like that? He'll refuse for certain. No, it's not possible.
Father, what should I do?
Yes. You can open the door.
The play, The Bernadette Story, was written by Jill Bevilacqua. You can hear the 6th and last episode of the radio drama on our program tomorrow. Don't miss it.